COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
I went to a robot restaurant. I didn't even know it was a robot restaurant. I didn't even know robot restaurants existed.
I mean, who knew? I mean, if you thought that there was a robot restaurant, you probably would have went next door because you know that it's clearly a trap for the future where robots eliminate humans.
Oh, no. As a parent walking in with two kids who did not want to be out to dinner at a seafood restaurant, seeing the robots, I just breathed a sigh of relief. I'm like, this will keep them occupied for hours at this point. I guess these restaurants are kind of becoming a thing, the seafood boil places.
Okay.
So I'm not really familiar with them. Maybe you are, but what it is like you walk in and you order, it comes out in a big bowl and it's all the seafood and it's made with like Old Bay seasoning and butter. And I know it's not a new concept. There's these things.
Right, that they're making seafood at places and serving it.
Well, in these giant buckets that you have to wear a bib. So, you know, I go there and I'm really into it and I walk in the front. And I'm waiting at the host stand. And then I realize it's not a host stand.
Right.
It's a robot. And I was like, hi, table for four?
Yeah, how did that go?
So, and it said, it's like, right this way. And like, there's people working, like there's human beings.
Running around.
Also running around.
Right, it's a bustling restaurant and there's people in there being served.
And I'm looking around and it's like everybody thinks that it's completely normal that there's this robot here.
Right.
That is seating people and they're just going about their business eating their crab legs and their shrimp.
Well, they want to act like they're in the know.
There's no like track or anything.
Sure.
I just follow the robot.
Yeah.
And then like the four of us, me, my husband, and my two girls are
follow
just,
it kind of weird.
Yeah. And like Dakota, my 2-year-old, is the only one that doesn't think this is strange.
No big deal whatsoever.
She's like, yeah.
Nearly the same height as her, maybe a little bit taller, right? She's like, all right, cool, let's do it.
It's exactly, it was like a little bit taller than my toddler. It was probably like 4 feet tall, the robot.
Sure.
And it scoots right down the aisle, right? It doesn't hit anybody. Like people are walking by it. It knows not to hit anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just stops at a table. Enjoy your dinner.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like,
does it wait for you to sit down and everything before it goes away, or did it just immediately peel out?
So now I'm like, wait a minute, do we order from the robot?
Yeah.
Like, what happens at this point?
Right.
So we sit down, and it's like a big booth that we're sitting at, and then the robot just spins around, and it just scoots off. And now I'm disappointed, because I want the robot to stay.
Right. You want the robot to be your friend now. Right.
Because I'm fascinated.
The TV show back in the day with the little girl. She was a robot. She could lift like a car if you needed her to. At the same time, she could go to a birthday party with a classmate.
So the human waitress comes over.
Yeah.
And I go, so you guys got robots, huh?
What a dork.
What a dork. I'm such a dork.
That's great.
And she's like, yeah, his name is Peanut.
She's not thrilled about answering this question
and
anymore.
She's aggravated
over it.
Because she's like, yeah, like Peanut like runs over my feet all the time, has no manners. And
right.
I'm like, it's like the annoying host that like ignores all the waiters and waitresses and acts like they're better than them.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, okay. And then I look. And there's another robot bringing food out to the tables.
Oh, my gosh.
And this robot is, like, efficient. It's like a busboy robot.
Yeah.
And it has shelves on it. And it goes to the tables, and you pull your food right off of it. I'm like, I'm in a robot restaurant. I go, this is incredible.
This is crazy.
Yeah. So, long story short, there's a birthday party behind me. Right?
Oh, my gosh.
And all of a sudden, I hear this.
Happy birthday to you.
The robots sing happy birthday.
That's kind of creepy, man.
I know. But I was fascinated by the whole thing. I went to a robot restaurant. The food, mediocre.
Right.
But
the robots,
fantastic.
Top notch.
Right.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready.
Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.